Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, we are back with Dance Moms Season 7, Episode 18, more with Miss Lorianne Gibson, all coming up. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love, like, the remix thing going on.
I know.
With this.
You know, they make remixes of, my gym especially plays, like, the worst remixes of, like,
is that like a playlist?
Fleetwood Mac songs and, like, things that should never be remixed into a techno version.
It's just a playlist. It's like, here's the playlist of worst remixes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen to it.
Hey, guys, how you doing? We're starting off with our opinion on remixes. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Dance Moms AfterBuzz TV panel. We are continuing on where we left off last week, but first let's introduce ourselves. Let's start with Miss Becca.
Hi, I'm Becca Brown. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B.
Y'all can follow me.
You guys know Becca's from Dallas? I seriously couldn't tell.
Y'all. And my name's Karina Vargas. You guys can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
And Karina's got that heavy Brooklyn accent.
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm kidding. I can't, like, she doesn't have an accent to me. But...
So you can't make fun of her.
Yeah. Karina.
Karina, do you think she has a southern accent?
When I say y'all.
Yeah, like, only when she says y'all.
Okay. Cool. And I'm Tamara. I'm Tamara Brown, and you can find me on YouTube at Hey Tamara. I'm in the process of changing all of my handles to Hey Tamara, so check out Hey Tamara. Hey Tamara. Hey Tamara. That's me. This is a weird episode because it basically, like, is just a continuation of, it's almost like a cheat episode.
It is kind of like a cheat episode, but I get why they did it because, like, Chloe being back is such a milestone for, especially, like, Dance Moms fans who have been there since the beginning. I mean, you can be a Dance Moms fan and cut and not be there from the beginning, I feel like, but for those who have watched every episode since season one, it's like, Chloe was, like, the little superstar of season one next to Maddie.
It's like a piece has been filled, finally.
Yeah.
With Chloe
the missing puzzle piece is back.
Yeah, the missing puzzle piece.
Yeah, I know. I watched your last week's panel, and you're super thrilled that Chloe's back.
Yeah.
Did you guys think, am I alone in thinking that Christy looks really great? I don't know what
she does. Oh, my God, that's exactly what I was saying,
like,
last episode.
Like, something in her face, and, like, she's had work done in the past.
I was,
like,
going to say, it's called money.
It's called money.
But she looks good.
But I can't tell. I'm usually pretty good at, like, being able to tell, like, is it nose? Is it, like, fillers? Like, what is it?
I think she got her lips done.
Really?
Uh-huh. I see it in the lips, maybe. But, like, I think they look great.
Yeah.
Like, I think she looks fantastic.
She might have just, like, lost some weight because, like, she just, her face looks smaller.
She does look like she lost weight as well. I was looking at an interview with Chloe and Christy that they did at AOL Build.
Mm-hmm.
And Christy looked like she was Chloe's sister in it, which was odd to me. I was like, wait, one sec.
Yeah, and even, I think it was, like, past weekend, they went to, like, the Teen Choice Awards, and she went with her, and so I saw, and she was like, oh my gosh, she looks so pretty, like, both
like
of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she looks like Chloe's sister.
Yeah, both of them look great.
It's kind of unfair.
Yeah. Maybe she stopped drinking, because that'll, like... Your face will lose puff because she used to drink a lot.
Possibly.
You know how in every episode she was like,
she stopped drinking because she wasn't on the show.
Yeah. Could be. Maybe we solved it. So we start out the episode with just like jumping off of the like blow up that happened between Kendall and I'm blanking on Kendall's mom's name.
Kendall, Jill.
Christy.
And yeah, between Jill and Christy. Yeah,
that whole thing. So they were
And Chloe.
They were really dragging that one out for a couple episodes. They're like,
cliffhanger!
Yeah. So we go on with that. Abby's still in Mexico. We still don't know what her sentence
Abby's
is.
Abby's MIA.
Yeah, Abby's MIA. Mm. They mentioned that at this time, this is back in February, she was in Mexico. So Lorianne Gibson does still have the reins. And, you know, considering Lorianne Gibson's portfolio, like, she's doing, this is, like, a huge opportunity for the girls. So they're super excited about it, because, as we all know, Lorianne has choreographed for blah, 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 literally Beyonce, everybody. She mentions it a million times. But
she kind of one barks.
Fun fact that I am super excited about, if we want to go ahead and pull up the YouTube clip, Lorianne Gibson was a fly girl from In Living Color, which was, like, my childhood dream. I, like, wanted to be a fly girl. I don't know if you guys... Do you guys even know what In Living Color is?
No. I don't. I think we're about to find out.
Yeah.
It was a sketch comedy show in the 90s with, like, Jim Carrey and Jamie Foxx was on it. David Alan Grier. Like, a bunch of...
So anyone who was everyone.
All the Wayans brothers and one of the Wayans sisters. And, yeah, and so every time it opened up, there was, and Jennifer Lopez was one of the dancers, just like Lorianne Gibson. So every time the show started, you'd see the fly girls dancing. Now we can take a look. The moon float like a balloon. You see, it's never too late and it's never too soon. I can't tell. You can't tell.
Yeah, I'm like, wait,
yeah, you can't
slow
tell
it down a little. I can't tell.
And now when you feel no prejudice was obsolete and all mankind danced. Yeah, we can kind of like. And at night it was safe. Well, no, it'll cut. When it cuts, we can, there we go.
Yeah.
That's good. Cool. Yeah, Jennifer Lopez was one of the fly girls. Rosie Perez was one of the fly girls. And Lorianne Gibson was one of the fly girls. And I was so excited about that. I was obsessed with the fly girls when I was little. And apparently they're bringing back In Living Color. And so they were, like, casting for new fly girls and stuff like that. So, yeah, they're trying to reboot.
So you got to audition.
They're trying to reboot. We should all audition.
I know, we
should. Whoa. Becca's ready now. I would definitely not... get that part.
Yeah.
Why? You're
in your top right now. You're ready.
You're dancing ready.
Maybe some practice first.
So the girls were at competition, which is a fierce dance competition in Panorama City, which is in the Deep Valley here in LA. And so the girls are going up against MDP, which is the team that Chloe's dancing on. And I really like this team. The last time we saw them, their instructor, she seems really cool.
Yeah, she seems really nice.
Yeah, they seem like it's, like, a pretty chill team with, like, no drama. And, like, they don't seem to do those, like, gloating things and, like, trying to pick fights like other teams do sometimes.
Yeah.
The moms are, like, hidden behind the scenes.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Which, who knows? Maybe they're wild, too.
Maybe they are. Because, fun fact, when Yolanda was here last season, she's like, at Eliana's actual dance studio in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
In Denver, I don't actually go in because a lot of the moms are like that and like to pick fights and stuff. So I never really go into the studio because I don't want to be involved in the drama at Eliana's studio, so...
Wait, you were at the studio in Denver?
No, Yolanda.
Oh, she
and
said
Eliana.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe the moms don't go in as much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They probably just drop
or
them
like,
off.
Or, like, because sometimes, you know, the producers probably say, like, can you, you know, say something about one of the girls, how you don't like her hair? And they're probably, you know, grown-ups who are just like, no, I'm not going to say that. So
yeah,
they're going to be
maybe.
Like, okay, cool, well, then you're not on the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Great. Yeah. You don't get a part in the show.
You don't get a part if you're not going to pick on a 13-year-old like we told you to. So,
yikes. I do like about the, on the other side of the Christy Joel fight, that, like, backstage, Chloe and Kendall can still find a way to get along.
Mm-hmm. I know, I love that.
They're so adorable. Chloe's like, I'm so sorry.
Chloe is so mature.
Yeah, like, when Christy's crying and she's like, don't cry, don't
yeah. cry. Yeah, and then even at the very end when, you know, everything happened, like, she went into this, to the girls' rooms and stuff, and she, like, said stuff. I'm not gonna say
that was so sad. Yeah, not yet.
Yeah,
I was crying at the end.
Oh, real quick, before we get any further, how did you think it was going to turn out? Like, what would have been your predictions to who won?
Oh, dance-wise?
Uh-huh.
Oh, from the solos or the groups?
Both.
Hmm. Group, definitely MDP.
Mm-hmm.
Solos, if any of the ALDC girls had won, I would think Macy.
Yeah.
For the group, I also thought MDP. And then for the solos, I thought Nia would have won first place, then Macy, and then Cameron.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Cool. I'm just curious.
I just think, honestly, I was kind of underwhelmed by Lauren's choreography.
I know, so was I.
Yeah. Like, it's the type of choreography you see on stage, yes. But is the kind of choreography that we're used to seeing on the show Dance Moms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they say it in the end, but I was already thinking it when they were showing the dances, is that it was kind of like, Abby has been doing these competitions forever. Like,
For years. She
knows what the judges want to see. That's why there's so many, like, cutie, the youngest girl on the team doing an acro dance. Like, she knows the judges love that. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, modern dance over hip-hop, she knows the judges prefer modern to hip-hop. Like, those are the, like, tricks that, even though Lorianne Gibson, her amazing, like, portfolio of work, there's different rules and standards, I guess, in competition.
Yeah.
Which is, like, true. But, like, if you were a dancer, like, which would you rather be trying to be the best competition dancer, or would you rather be trying to be the best, like, commercial dancer?
Yeah.
You know?
I would say it depends on what you're doing at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what, like, Lorianne's thing was, that she wanted the dancers to kind of, like, step out of the whole, like, competition, because they know how to win competitions, but Lorianne wanted them to kind of, like, do something different so that they could advance and make themselves better. Yeah. So that when they're out in the real world, you know, they're able to, like, get jobs and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Did you guys like Cameron's muscle bodysuit?
I did not
at the
very beginning. But then when I saw it on stage, I actually thought it looked better, because it actually looked tight and, like, it fit well with her body. But in the very beginning, I was like, what is she wearing?
Yeah.
Like, the judges and everybody's all just focus is going to be on the costume and not on her dance. But
you know what I was upset with in this episode most?
Tell us.
I mentioned it last week when Gio wasn't part of the choreography stuff. But I felt like Gio was, like, this, like, let's make her the hype person of this episode and, like, let her have, like, one thing to say here and there.
Yeah.
And when she was, like, saying, oh, yeah, that's good choreography, it looked like it was, like, a total lie. Like, the producers were, like, forcing her to say that it was good choreography for the stage. And she was just
Gia,
yeah,
said that?
Yeah.
Gia said it was good choreography?
She was, like, complimenting, like, a dance. And I'm like, but wasn't as good as Abby's dances normally are. No.
Yeah. I'm disappointed that two episodes ago we left with Gia being kind of, like, upset that the girls wanted another instructor, and then they just kind of, like, left that. They
yeah.
didn't pick that up at all. So
poor Gia. I love Gia.
I do too. I really wish that maybe, like, she could try doing one on her own without Abby being there. Mm-hmm. I think that would just be awesome.
Well, I was looking at Twitter comments last night, or YouTube comments actually last night, and someone mentioned that when Abby was gone, I think like last season or two seasons ago, and Gia took over for like 2 weeks, they won both competitions. Mm. Like all the solos and the group dances won at both competitions that Gia took over for. So I think Gia would be a really good choice to take over the team.
She's absolutely capable. Like, Gia's amazing. But it's again that thing of, like, if I were these girls who have been dancing with Abby for, like, a few years now, I'd be like, okay, we know how to win a dance competition in Panorama City, which, for those of you outside of L.A., that's, like, a suburb. It's kind of like, where are we? So it's like, is that a big deal? Or do you want to learn how to dance for music videos and for TV commercials and for things like that? So if I were the girls, I would want to start taking, you know, like, Gia's great at competitions, but, like, you know, I'd want to start learning from somebody who's actually been in the business.
Yeah, it's good to have, like, somebody else, like, have a different aspect on dancing and try different, like,
or
styles, I guess.
Or have her, have Lorianne, like, on the side, someone like Lorianne on the side, to maybe not choreograph the competition dances, but teach them dances that they can do and practice outside of competition, if that makes sense.
Yeah, just in their class, like, teach some classes.
Yeah, for class, class-wise.
I bet they are doing, like, master classes with different people and stuff like that. But it's just kind of like, you know, Maddie moved on, and I feel like the girls are getting older, and it's just, they're all going to start to move on. It's time to start moving into the real world.
Speaking of the girls getting older, I'm kind of disappointed. We haven't seen much of Kalani lately.
Yeah.
I know, we haven't.
On the show.
Why do you think that is?
I honestly don't know, but, like, Kalani has so much potential. She's, I think her and Nia are the oldest on the team.
Yeah. I think
Kalani's career is going to take off as soon as she's done with the high school.
Yeah.
To be honest, her dance career is going to
skyrocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't think she gets enough attention from the producers of the show, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think dance-wise, she's one of the best, if not the best, on the team.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. I totally agree. Something tells me, though, that she's got a lot of... She's, like, pulled away for personal reasons a lot. Like, I feel like, you know...
Family reasons?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because that's what happened with Kira.
Mm-hmm.
That would make sense to me. JMNYC says they should have gone to Debbie Allen.
Oh, my God. Yes. That's exactly what I was thinking, too.
Yep. I kind of agree with that.
And didn't... Debbie Allen was on last season or the season before.
They went to Debbie Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my God,
that was a fun episode. I remember they did an African dance.
Yes.
They should have brought her.
They also need to showcase Nia more.
Yeah.
Speaking of Nia.
I thought in last night's episode.
She was showcased.
I loved seeing Nia do... Because when Abby... The rare times that Abby lets Nia dance, it's very theatrical because she likes... The thing that Abby likes best about Nia is her, like, expression. And her acting, and so we don't usually see Nia dancing a modern dance, so I really liked seeing that. But I don't know, seeing these dances on stage is kind of like, I'm like, ooh, I hate to say it, but, like, Abby really does know what she's doing, because...
Well, yeah, and because, well, continue with that thought.
Well, because, like, Macy is an amazing... I love watching Macy dance, but the dance that she did, I don't think it showcased her best hip... Because Macy hip-hop that I love watching is, like, it's, like, super... She moves so sharp and fast, and the hip-hop dance... And it might have been because she forgot some of it and she was freestyling. It might have been because of that, but, like, the dance that Lorianne had her doing, even though it was hip-hop, it just wasn't that, like, super fast, sharp style that I think she's really good at.
Yeah.
I think the hip-hop choreography on the show is lacking, based off of my sister doing hip-hop and being an incredible hip-hop dancer growing up.
In the Dallas hip-hop scene.
Yeah, I just think that
like, even Abby's hip-hop choreography is not the strongest in the world.
Sure.
But Macy killed it, and I think she probably did better freestyling than she would have with the choreography that was given to her. So,
okay.
Yeah,
I also agree
she should
with
have
you.
Won.
I don't think, I mean, I don't know. I think that she shouldn't. I mean, okay, maybe, I don't know, this sounds really mean, but I didn't like it because like it was slow, and like you said, it wasn't like the fast hip hop that like I wanted to see her, because I was so excited of seeing her do like her hip hop, because I know how like talented she is. Like, I see all her videos on Instagram and like I rewatch them and stuff, but it's like it's not what I wanted. So
I loved the death drop she did at the end.
Oh,
she's,
yeah.
That's her signature.
The, like, thing where she looks like she's going to go back and then she doesn't.
That
scared me half to death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the signature move of another Lifetime show, Bring It, that I'm also on the AfterBuzz panel for.
Yes.
Bring It does the death drop in their, like, pretty much all of their dances. I don't think they have, like, a copyright on it or anything like that, but that's like their signature.
Mm-hmm.
I've honestly never seen a white girl do it before. that was like
it's super good.
Yeah, she did a great job.
Also, speaking of Macy, I was gonna talk about her mom's facial expression. To be honest, watching her dance, kind of funny. I was like, I want to make GIFs and post them as reaction shots.
I didn't notice that. Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Because she's super good at reactions.
What is she doing?
I don't know if I can imitate it and do it justice.
Try. Do it.
I'll pass.
Okay.
But I think they're GIF worthy for reactions.
You should make some.
So.
Ooh, Becca says GIF instead of GIF.
I say GIF.
Dividing the room.
I say GIF.
You say GIF, I say GIF too.
I say GIF.
Like
peanut butter.
Do you guys think, okay, so speaking of, what's Maisie's mom's name? When Christy's sitting behind her, like, Christy's known for her, like, snide comments, and I think a lot of time Christy's funny, but sometimes she's just, like, mean for no reason. But when Christy says to Maisie's mom, she's like, it seemed like it was completely out of nowhere, because it's not like she was provoked or anything. And she's like, go back to 2007 with that Kate Gosselin hair. And it was one of those things where I'm just like, I hate that Christy kind of like has to trash talk people unprovoked. Like, she's the one that's starting it. But at the same time, that was super accurate, because she does have that. I've thought from this whole season that hairstyle is like a Kate Gosselin, like, 10 years ago when, like, everybody... I had that hairstyle 10 years ago. It's like a super popular Kate Gosselin hairstyle.
Her mom's name is Jamie.
Jamie?
Yeah, Jamie. Uh-huh.
Jamie Case.
Oh, that doesn't... Okay, cool. I would never have guessed that. It doesn't ring a bell to me. So we can go into the... So we saw Macy, we saw
Cameron.
Oh, Cameron's dance. Oh, we talked about that, the costume. But like, I agree. Like, that costume was gross at first, but then it really, once seeing her dance, it's like it kind of highlighted the moves. Because like, I noticed things that I probably wouldn't have if she wasn't wearing a creepy muscle. It was like Bill Nye the Science Guy, or whatever one of those science shows were.
Yeah.
That he used to be in, like, the muscle bodysuit.
I was like, this is odd. This is quite odd. Mm-hmm. I think another thing, speaking of these dances that kept the girls from placing at the end, is the types of dances.
Yeah.
Modern, contemporary, and hip-hop are normally... Like, Abby has said that lyrical and jazz are normally the types of dances that win.
Contemporary, too, no?
Contemporary, yeah. But I feel like only certain people can really, like, do like contemporary Kalani. Justice. Kalani, Maddie. Maddie could do contemporary. I feel like Eliana and Liliana could.
Mm-hmm.
For Cameron's dance, I was actually really surprised, like, how well her acting was, too. Because before she, like, went in and danced, she was talking about how she wasn't confident with the costume and stuff. But when she went on that stage, I was like, she's confident. Like, she, like, her acting and her facials and everything were, like, on point. so.
The first thing I noticed was her facial expressions. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dang.
Before the costume.
Yeah. See, those are things that we don't get to see, you know, when Abby utilizes the same people over and over again. We don't get to see those little nuances of the people that we don't get to see very much. Yeah. It's really fun.
Exactly. And I liked, I mean, credit to Lorianne because I liked seeing new people dancing.
Me too.
I really like Cameron.
I think Cameron has potential.
I just think she hasn't been showcased like she should.
She probably doesn't have the confidence because she hasn't been showcased.
Exactly.
She just strikes me as kind of like smart, a little smarter and more mature than the other girls, maybe. Like, that's how it seems to me. And so I feel
her mom seems that way to me, too.
And I think she may just also be kind of, like, more shy and stuff, since she still kind of is, like, the new kid. And she hasn't been on the show for long. So I feel like maybe that also has something to do with the fact. Maybe also why she doesn't dance as much, too. Why they don't put her in front of the camera as much.
Because you get a lot more drama with, like, Kendall. Like, in this episode, but we see this all the time, where Jill is, like, trying to console Kendall. And she goes, stop it! Stop! I don't... Just leave it alone! And, like, we see that from those, Kendall? Like, little blow-ups from Kendall all the time.
Kendall's a teenager, so...
She's a teenager,
they're all teenagers, so that's what I expect
still,
from
still, it's just kind of like... teenagers act like that. The ones whose moms let them act like that. I feel like Cameron, Nia, maybe, Brynn, she seems pretty chill. Like, even though her mom can be real kooky, she seems like she's kind of got it
together. Brynn's had those moments where she's like, Mom, stop.
Yeah.
Mom,
like that stop. One time when they were, like, in the aisle.
Wasn't it last week?
Yeah, the divorce. No, not last
week. Or 2 weeks ago. Where she was like, Mom, stop. Get away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, like, can we get the camera back here?
Jill.
Speaking of Jill.
So, Lorianne brings in David Phillips, who's like a music producer. And is randomly backstage brings him in and is like, hey, girls, what do you got? Show me your stuff. And so... Kendall and Nia
sing
a little bit.
Yeah, and that was awesome because, like, I think it was Nia who said that Abby wouldn't have done that for them. You know, she wouldn't have pulled every connection that she could to, like, bring them in and, like, hear them sing and stuff. So I thought that was really cool for Lorianne to do for them.
Yeah.
I think so as well. And also, I was very, very impressed with the voices.
I know that too.
This episode, because I feel like we've heard them sing like behind a mic with like a full on band, but that doesn't really give you a chance to hear their talent, their raw talent.
Yeah, that's true, because when Kendall sang, like, she just did a little like a cappella. Honestly, I didn't think Kendall was, I thought she's like an okay singer based on her music videos and stuff. But hearing her sing a cappella, I was like, oh yeah, yeah. She's a pretty good singer.
I was like, she stayed in tune. I was
Yeah.
Go Kendall.
Yeah.
And Nia as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting a little nervous. I was like, are they going to stay on tune and sound good? And they did.
I know they did. They really did.
Do you think they're as good singers as they are dancers?
Yes.
Loaded question.
Yes.
I got to say, I don't think they are, but whatever. That's my...
I think they have potential to be.
They have potential to be better singers or to, like, improve maybe, I don't know, more... classes, more training their vocals,
strengthen
and stuff.
Their voice, and probably it's just like your confidence as a dancer, I guess maybe your confidence as a singer comes from a different place, because they both when put on the spot like that, they both seemed like kind of reserved, like just a little they were no Christina Aguilera, who's like busts out with this strong ass voice when asked, you know, like,
and also because they're new.
No, but they're also 14 and 16.
And they're new to the music
world. You've seen, you know, there's people that we've seen when they were that age, and, you know, we'll see those clips of them just belting. The walls are shaking, you know. Not that everybody has to be the kind of singer where you belt, 14. But. Yeah, they're like off the cuff acapella singing. That was fun to see. I like that.
No, I liked it a lot.
This episode had a lot of little like fun things that we don't normally get to see. So it was just like it was really fun. Had a lot of like little nuggets like that. I really enjoyed.
And I liked the behind the scenes action. I felt like we got more of that this episode than normal.
Especially more of the girls, too.
Mm-hmm. More of the girls backstage. Instead of, like, them doing, like, little confessionals, like, Abby said this, I'm scared because, or something like that.
Yeah. So I guess let's go ahead and go to the, well, did you guys like MDP's dance, their Devil's Playground?
I liked that dance way more than the group dance for ALDC. I was very confused. The end of the group dance was good for ALDC. But the beginning was weird and confusing.
It is weird. And the little girls being dogs on the leashes, and then it was like...
I thought that was odd.
It seemed like Nia and... I think it was Nia and Kendall were the ones that were holding the leashes. And I think...
I honestly felt like that was just to get the minis, little like, ones in there.
To be in there.
That's what I thought.
And they're such amazing dancers. It's like,
it's like, this isn't showing off their talent.
Is that the best use of them?
I know.
Yeah.
But I did love MDP's dance. Like, I loved it so much.
Yeah.
I wish we had gotten more close-ups on Chloe.
Yeah.
But, like, I understand why we didn't, because it was a group dance, and they wanted to show us the group.
And it was, like,
her
first time.
The girl in front was so good. I wanted to, like, see her centered in an episode. The girl in front during the spins.
They were so together. Like, that dance was so tight.
It reminded me of... of Abby's choreography, to be honest.
It did, me too. And it was, like, the way that they also, like, one would pop up and then the other side would pop and then it would all, like, kind of come together and they would all be in sync at the end, you know? Like, I loved it.
Well, I was impressed.
Because I guess the thing, Abby's, or the ALDC solos and group dance versus MDP's group dance, it's just kind of like, we didn't see from ALDC, like, you know, multiple pirouette turns, any sort of, like, huge leaps, huge extensions. Like, they just didn't have a lot. I don't want to call them tricks, but, like, that's what they kind of are, I guess, for the competition judges. They want to see that you can do, you know, quadruple or, you know, like, six pirouettes in a row and then go into, like, an illusion or something like that. Like, they want to see some badass choreography.
Alyssa says the minis were in there to bring the age group down so they could compete with MDP.
Alyssa, good point. Good point. Thanks, girl. Yeah, that's, we forget about that. Those little, like, rule things. Those little sneaky behind the scenes things. Okay, so cool. Let's go to the end of the competition. So,
the awards and such.
So, solos were pretty disappointing.
Again, the style of dance just it doesn't place.
So neither Macy, Nia, or Cameron placed at all. And honestly, I mean, I guess I'm not that surprised. I was hoping
I wasn't
one of them would get, you know, someplace, but like
I was really surprised about Nia.
Yeah.
Because I really loved her dance. I thought it was so mature. I loved her outfit. I loved everything about it. Her acting, all of her, like, she hit every move. Like, I loved it so much. I don't know why that didn't play.
I think she did good. I just don't think there were enough elements in it to make it, like, a competitive dance.
You know, one thing I noticed in Nia's dance is that she did this contraction on the floor where her feet were pointed like this. It was so, like, which is what you're supposed to do. And it's funny because, like, Abby would consistently always say that Nia has terrible feet. She was always, like, getting on her about her feet. And I don't know, like, I grew up dancing, but not as intense as, like, this, as Abby's studio. So I don't know those specifics like that. But I was just kind of like, damn, with Mia's feet is able to do that. But yet Abby still tells her she has bad feet all the time. That's crazy.
And can we also talk about the way that Lorianne reacted to Macy's little thing, like how she messed up and stuff? Like, that was so different to compare it to how, like, Abby would have handled it, you know? Lorianne, like, went and, like, said, like, it's fine, like, it's, and I loved that because it's like you're not crushing down the dancer for not, like, for not remembering her routine, but then she didn't just stand there either. She, like, freestyled and she made it her own. So
I mean, yeah. I feel like the fact she freestyled also says something about Abby's training.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she goes out of her way to, like, teach them, like, here's what you do if you mess up a dance. You don't just stand in the middle of the stage and freak out.
Totally. Yeah, she was really, like, if they hadn't called out the fact that she messed up, I wouldn't have known.
Me either.
Yeah.
Alyssa says, I was very underwhelmed with the solos. I'm wondering who called in Lorianne.
Alyssa's throwing some shade.
She's an amazing choreographer, but her work doesn't fit Dance Moms production messed up. Yeah. Which I kind of agree with.
And wasn't it, what's her name's mom? Oh, I'm blanking out, Lily's? Too. No. Brynn's mom, Ashley, called her in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Called in Lorianne.
Yeah. I mean,
how does she even know her, though?
I feel like production's like, here's the number, call in this person.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's all production.
Somebody with, and Lorianne has, like, I was looking at her IMDb, like, she has choreographed for, like, Dancing with the Stars, and she's choreographed for, I guess they did, like, Skating with the Stars for a while. She's got this, like, big, long resume of TV credits, so maybe they wanted somebody who was already a little, like, TV-friendly, like, kind of, I don't know, like, there were, like, legal reasons or something that they were picking somebody. Who knows? I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Someone with time and someone who had dance experience.
But I mean, I'm so impressed. Like, oh, I would love to take a class of hers, but she doesn't want me to take a class of hers, but I would love it. And then then they call the group dance, and the ALDC gets fourth place, which I don't know if I've ever seen the ALDC place fourth in a competition.
I have, but it's like maybe once every two seasons.
Yeah.
And about the group dance, Mar Hodley in the chat, I probably said that wrong, said if they hadn't explained the point of that dance, I would not have gotten it.
The robot dance.
Which I agree with.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But to be fair, a lot of their dances, I'm always just kind of like, really? I don't know.
Well, the driving one, and then the, Where Have All the Children Gone?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the ones that are, like, kind of darker.
The ones that are about death, Becca
the ones
totally
that
gets.
Actually have, like, a story,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear ya. And so, MDP gets first.
Yeah. Yay! Go Chloe!
Yeah.
I was, like, Instagram storying last night while watching it, and I'm like, Chloe's back! I'm so happy! And I was, like, trying not to squeal because I'm trying not to wake up the people next to me. So, yeah.
I know. And it's her, like, first win being back dancing. So, like,
it's her first week, and she won.
Yeah. And she won.
Good for Chloe. Good job, Chloe.
And her dancing was really good in the group dance. When they did close-ups on her, I was like, yeah, you go, Chloe.
So, Karina, what were you going to say when about Chloe going to, like, congratulate them?
Oh, well, yeah, like, I just thought that she was, like, so mature about it, and, like, she went, and she was like, well, congratulations, like, I know we're not on the same team, but it's, like, I just want you guys to know, like, how happy I am and all this stuff for you guys, even though, like, they didn't win, you know, but, and so I just thought that was, like, nice, especially after, like, everything that happened with Jill and Christy and everything, and even Jill, like, gave her a hug and was like, you know, you're still family and stuff, but it's, like,
She's the polar opposite of her mom.
She totally is.
At least that's how they display her in the show. Because Christy's like, oh, I'm sorry you didn't win. And it's like kind of like a fake, like, I'm sorry. I'm so surprised you didn't win.
Oh, yeah, when she went after.
I was like, dang, savage.
Yeah. I agreed with you I thought at first I was like, oh, Chloe's really mature and that's super nice of her to just come in and politely congratulate. But she just, I don't know, to me, at the end, she slid in this, like, little, she was like, because, like none of your solos place. Like, why do you think that is? Like, none of them, she said something like that where I was just kind of like, okay. Like, it was nice at first and then I felt there was just, like, a slight little bit of shade at the end. I don't know.
I
That's just how it struck me.
I love Chloe. I know, Chloe can do no wrong on this show.
Have you met her before?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
But she's incredible.
Are you working on getting her in here?
They're in a different state right now.
Oh.
But busy. If anything happens, then I will tweet out if she comes in.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Stay tuned. Possibly, hopefully.
I know one of our YouTube commenters said that the AfterBuzz TV should cover So Sharp. I guess that's a new dance show. Have you guys heard of it?
I have not.
Is it the one that played right after Dance Moms?
Uh-huh.
It's on... is it on Lifetime?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think so.
Because I know, like, after I finished watching Dance Moms, there was, like, another show that was also, like, about dance. I don't know if that was
So Sharp. It had the guy coach?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's it or not. I don't know. Oh. I forgot to look it up. So we will be working on that. We will check that out because maybe we'll love it. I was gone last week because I went to the Bring It had a live show here in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Who'd you go with? Did you go with
Howard?
You went with Howard.
Yeah, Howard the Third. We hosted the Bring It panel for AfterBuzz.
I love Howard.
Howard's so fun. So we went to that, and that was cool. Miss D, hosted the show, and it was, just such a cool thing to see it live. Yeah.
Do you all think Chloe coming back was a production move? That's what Alyssa says.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was, definitely. But I think at the same time, she was on board to come back.
Yeah. And I feel like they kind of, it was a production move, too, because with everything of Abby going on, I just felt like maybe that's why it was, a way for Abby to kind of leave and bring Chloe for more drama, more ratings, too, and everything. Totally.
Because, without Abby, without Maddie, they probably were we need to kind of up our star power a little bit. And, Chloe has a, not that, I mean, all the girls have a big following, but, Chloe is going to, bring in a lot of viewers that they, might have lost when Maddie left.
And because of the way that they left off, Chloe and Christy left off before they left, so.
Yep. Agreed.
Cool, so that's about it for the episode. Do you guys have anything else to add before we move into another section?
Well, Lorianne is coming back next week.
Lorianne?
She is! Yeah. I'm kind of surprised. And based on the preview, I think the moms are going to realize that, she's not competition choreographer.
And then maybe that's when Abby comes back. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Never know.
Abby's like, hey.
I'm back.
I know that she is going to be back.
Yeah. You know that Abby's going to be back?
Yes, via social media. Mm-hmm. She's definitely going to be back at some point before.
Okay.
Everything that's gone down recently.
Good to know. I don't know, because the couple things that I have to say, I can't really tell if they're news and gossip or predictions. It's kind of a combination of two. So
just play both at the same time, both sound effects.
News and gossip and predictions.
AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, Josh.
Woo! Josh is killing it. Thank you.
Slaying.
Thank you, Josh.
I got you.
So the reason I say this is kind of both is because I was reading an article that was why haven't we seen? We know through gossip that Cheryl Burke is going to become the new teacher, but she's not here yet. And so my prediction is that Cheryl's really probably, we're only probably going to see her for one episode or two episodes. It's not I feel like she's not going to take over the rest of the season.
Ooh.
That's my guess.
I'm going to give it away. I do think I know the answer.
Oh, if you know something, give it away.
Based on what I've seen on social media, she's taught the girls pretty consistently throughout the last couple episodes, but she hasn't taught all the girls.
Oh, okay. She's formed
a
special squad.
I think it's Nia, Kendall, Kalani, Cameron, and Chloe.
The old... not Kendall?
Kendall.
Oh, okay.
Kendall and Chloe.
The older girls.
And then... Yeah, the older girls. And then Abby's going to come back. and is choreographing for and is teaching
the minis.
The minis, so Eliana, Liliana, Macy, and Bryn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bryn too. Huh?
Yeah, Bryn's gonna be with Abby, I think.
That's pretty cool. I kind of like that. Looking forward to that.
Yeah,
I dig it. The other piece of news that I was reading, and this doesn't surprise me at all, is you guys remember Jordan Rodriguez? That was Abby's boy toy mm-hmm. from two episodes ago. He, like, made a statement to Radar that was like, oh, you thought we were romantically involved? Oh, no, 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 I'm not her boyfriend. Like, I'm just her friend. It's like, okay. Like, obviously, I have a feeling what went down was that he couldn't say anything until that episode aired, and then now it's just kind of like, oh, now he can be like, oh, yeah, yeah, that was.
I feel like he was quite a bit younger than her.
Oh, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he like, was. Probably. But I thought the way that they made it seem, obviously the production and stuff, how, you know, she was, like, all giggly and all, oh, like, I just came back from, like, I'm wearing the same clothes as the night before, you know, type of thing. So they made it seem, or maybe it wasn't the same guy.
I bet it was. I mean, I feel like it was just, like, a production move. They just wanted to make that definitely part of the storyline. Yeah. And they, because it's just a very
production
unlikely
is smart on the show.
And he, he was like, yeah, we're not romantically involved. And they've had no contact since Abby's been in jail for the past month. It's not like he's, like, been writing her emails or something. So,
oh, interesting comment I want to read about Christy before we end the show. Which I kind of agree with. Mar Hoddley says, I don't know if I'm saying this right. Tweet me and correct me if I'm wrong, but says, I think a lot of Christy's issues are that she doesn't know how to say things, especially when producers tell her to say something.
That can be true.
I think that is a problem. Because I feel like she's actually probably a level-headed person, maybe. I don't know if I'm giving too much credit, but yeah. Producers.
Yeah.
I think they make them seem something
hashtag
like they're
it's
not.
It's all producers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because if somebody tells you, I think that's the kind the reason that reality TV is the way it is because if somebody said, like, Becca, confront Karina about, you think she stole your phone, and then, like, it's just kind of human nature to start, like, pretending to be angry. Like, the rules of improv are to, like, approach the situation, like, from a different angle. So, like, don't, you know, you don't have to start a fight. And I think that's just kind of what most people do. Like, if a producer tells you, like, this is the situation, do that. It's, like, human nature to take it from an angry point of view. Like, I'm going to be aggressive about this. That's probably.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
Anyway.
Also, Alyssa says that Nia, Chloe, Kalani, and Kendall are going on meet and greet tours with their moms and recently took promo pictures for it.
Nice.
So, other news.
Are they coming to LA?
Are they coming to LA?
Again?
Because I may want to go. We should all go.
We should go.
Hey.
Have you guys seen have you been to the studio in West LA?
We have been. Last season, Abby did a little, like, meet and greet Q&A thing there.
And you went to it?
And we went to the studio.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That's cool.
Got to see where everybody, all the moms
sit. She was very nice. She was funny.
Yeah, she was really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, awesome. Well, I think we will wrap it up unless anybody have anything else last minute? Should we go ahead and wrap it up?
No, I think.
But okay. I'm excited for next week.
Yes.
Hey, Alyssa in the chat. Thank you so much. You're awesome.
Yeah, Alyssa.
In there.
Everybody on the chat.
Yeah, everyone on the chat. Everyone.
Yeah.
Chat with us every week.
Yeah. Remember on the on YouTube, you can like us and comment and tell us your thoughts. And real quick, everybody want to say their handles?
Yes. I'm Becca. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV. Also, AfterBuzz has merch. So check out www.tpublic.com/user/AfterBuzzTV and buy merch and tweet us pictures.
Oh, cool.
And I'm Karina Vargas. You guys can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
Awesome. And I'm Tamara Brown, and you can find me on YouTube at Hey Tamara. Thank you guys so much. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.